And now the news in detail. The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested five suspects in connection with the offence of forgery, allegedly committed between 1st April 2024 and 10th December 2025 in Monze and Momba districts of Southern and Central Provinces. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Zamba said that in the first instance, Pamela Hanyati, aged 44, and Florida Banda, also aged 44, both employees of the Food Reserve Agency, serving as marketing officer and marketing assistant, respectively, are alleged to have jointly and while acting with other persons unknown, forged their document, namely an FRA statement of account. Mr. Tamba has explained that the suspects allegedly falsified records by duplicating goods issue notes for the issuance of maize stock to the Zambia National Service involving 1,050 kilogram bags of white maize valued at approximately 340,000 kwacha when in fact the stock was not issued. Mr. Tamba has more details.
Pamela Hanyati, female age 44, and Florida Banda, female age 44, both being employees of the Food Reserve Agency FRA as marketing officer and marketing assistant respectively, jointly and whilst acting together with other persons unknown, did forge a document, namely FRA statement of account, by falsely duplicating goods issue notes for the issuance of maize stock to Zambia National Service ZNS involving 1,050 bags of white maize valued at approximately 340,000 Zambian kwacha when in fact not.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called for unity in the country, urging citizens to move forward, focus on development and address the challenges facing the nation. This follows the signing into law of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 earlier today. President Hichilema said national debates should not lead to conflict or disunity, emphasizing that the bill assented to belongs to all Zambians.
There were other causes we gave it because it was the right thing in a debate, in a process. Some call it a weakness, and I smile at them. I say, no, that's a strength to concede when you need to concede, so that others can help their way as well and you enrich the document. I'm going to leave that here in the long. That's a democracy job. And I stand here, I have no hatred of any of those on the technical committee. Whoever wrote that in there or suggested, or I have no hatred. Because that's what they were asked to do. To hear. For the consultation. So, once more, to pass the manager to our Mushabati technical committee.
Reacting to the assent, former Vice President Enoch Kavindeli has described the development as a historic moment for the country and called on various sections of society to support the move in national interest.
So we expect that the people of Zambia will continue to support President Hichilema so that the party UPND can continue the development policy. Should now continue to move forward to development. We've been spending too much time politicking, but hopefully now the politics will take a back seat as we go ahead developing this country. We are very grateful that this thing has happened so peacefully.
Meanwhile, some citizens have commended President Hichilema for signing the bill, saying it will create opportunities for youths and women to enter parliament and actively participate in national affairs.
Like Chongo Constituents, in a 41 watch, you see, and of the end of the number 4 watch, you see, Manja Muni Uza, Ijanzama Minibama Chosa, in the Kuriba Javina 41 watch, you see, now Jaina 44 watch, then the Batanga Chimon, so on the Muni Uza, which is development in Karingani.
It seems the president has good intentions over it, but we don't know what the future holds. We just hope that the upcoming should also hold up to his principles.
Abazimai, zapeza chance yon kala mu parliament. Daba payende po zapeza mawime ni vangono, then yuva muna vambi. So apatikuna iko. Daba pamene panka lila mzimai. Mama choka vintu zambi. Fata kuti mzimai mavuto azi. Mulunga ziba jalisa chao ndi chao. Awa pase vision ikulu kupiti za emine wali nayo hapa. Kuyi tukondwele chose ziho Zambia.
Government has officially received 82 secondary schools constructed under the Zambia Education Enhancement Project with support from the World Bank. Speaking during the handover ceremony in Chirundu District, Education Minister Douglas Siakalima has highlighted that the project addresses long-standing challenges in the education sector, including limited access to secondary education, rural-urban disparities, and gender inequality. Mr. Siakalima said with an investment of $60 million, the first phase of ZEEP has delivered 82 fully functional secondary schools across seven provinces.
Through an investment of $60 million, the first phase of the project has delivered 82 fully functional secondary schools across seven provinces: Central, Eastern, Wapula, Lusaka, Northern, and Southern provinces. Of the 82 schools, 12 are in Central Province, 15 are in Eastern Province, 13 are in Lwapula Province, 8 in Lusaka Province, and 12 in Muchinga Province.
And World Bank Country Manager Dr. Akim Fok has added that the new schools have not only expanded access to education but also strengthened teacher skills and improved learning materials, ensuring that the project delivers more than just infrastructure.
This project also increases access to education through other means, including support to improving teacher competencies, increasing availability of teaching and learning materials, improving teacher recruitment, deployment and management, and improving the data management system to enhance institutional capacity for implementation of safe schools. We hope that these structures really are as well used for the benefit of the students represented here.
The Energy Regulation Board has issued a stern warning to the public following a series of electrocution incidents across the country, some of which have proven fatal. ERB Acting Public Relations Manager Lenganji Sikapizie has emphasized that electricity, while essential, poses serious risks if mishandled or if infrastructure is tampered with. Mr. Sikapizie said investigations suggest that most incidents are linked to illegal connections, faulty wiring, low-hanging or damaged power lines, and unauthorized repairs by unqualified individuals. He has urged the public to report damaged or fallen power lines immediately to the utility company, avoid contact with exposed wires, and use only licensed electricians for electrical installations and repairs.
Electricity, while essential, poses serious risks if mishandled or if infrastructure is tampered with. Investigations indicate that these incidents are largely due to illegal connections, faulty wiring, damaged or low-hanging power lines, and unauthorized repairs by unqualified individuals. The public is therefore urged to report damaged or fallen power lines immediately to a utility company, avoid contact with exposed electrical wires, use only licensed electricians for installations and repairs. ERB is working with licensed utilities to expedite infrastructure repairs and strengthen safety inspections.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Access Bank Zambia Limited has been awarded an A-plus credit rating by Premier Rating Services Limited by Zambia's pioneering credit rating agency, licensed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Classified as strong and satisfactory, the rating affirms the bank's financial prudence, strong governance structures, and robust capacity to meet its obligations. The rating follows a comprehensive independent assessment conducted between September and October 2025. Speaking during the announcement, Access Bank Zambia Acting Managing Director Iyani Nwogu said the rating strengthens the bank's foundation and expands its opportunities.
Today, I am honored to announce that Access Bank Zambia Limited has been awarded by PRS an A-plus credit rating, class